Blackwood at breakfast on West FM. The best bits.
Yes, it is. Yep, it's me, Billy, where this is the podcast where we take some of the best bits. Some of the good bits, some of the stuff that we've done on the show all week on West FM, and we put them together into one wee package for you. You can listen to them wherever you are. You could be Dean scaffolding. You could be in the gym. You could be having to wrangle a bag of monkeys because someone's given you the worst present they've ever had. You could be, I don't know, you could be sitting on your hoop. I don't have any idea what you could be up to. But listen, thanks very much to everyone that's downloaded the podcast so far. We really, really appreciate it. Normally what we do is we put it on Friday in this little package, and the thing is, it's normally me and Ben. But you'll notice there's no Bex here. I've been joined on the show all week by Amber, and it's been an absolute blast, and it was a packed week. And I tell you what, this week we had £5,000 up for grabs. What would you do with £5,000? First of all, somebody told me I won £5,000, start on a nosebleed and pass out. That's probably what I'd do. But what would you do with £5,000? So much. I mean, you could buy, that's probably enough to buy one of the new iPhones. How are they so dear? You can't even put headphones in the things. I don't even get it. And the thing is, they break that easy. Do you know, I've got biscuits. An Empire biscuit is more sturdy than an iPhone. That's a fact. You're welcome, Greggs. You're welcome. You make an iPhone. What am I talking about? All right, this is some of the best bits for the podcast. See you at the other end. On yourselves.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. The best bits.
Amber, when was the last time you went to a wedding?
Oh, it was actually only a few weeks ago my cousin got married in Seamill Hydro. Beautiful.
In the Hydro?
Seamill Hydro.
Oh, Seamill Hydro, sorry. Seamill Hydro, yeah. That is lovely, but I was very impressed. Well, that's some amount of family you guys have.
Imagine that. There was 12,000. Just to watch the ceremony.
There was 12,000 of us there. You should have seen the buffet. It was ridiculous.
Oh, I'd love that.
Right, but this was this is a woman right there. Was jilted by her husband 3 months ago before her big day. She's actually now went and married herself in a £21,000 ceremony over the weekend.
Mm.
She walked down the aisle, exchanged vows with herself on a picturesque island of Santorini this year.
Oh, Santorini.
Santorini.
In Greece, yeah.
I think that's it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
With like the blue roofs. It's that gorgeous place. With all of the white buildings and they have bright blue roofs.
This is my problem, right? She's marrying herself in the eyes of the law.
Yeah.
There's loads of problems with this. What if you have an argument with yourself?
I think it's just all a bit complicated, especially what, £21,000? Who's got that to spend on themselves?
Well, this,
or anything?
Well, this woman's got more money than sense.
Exactly.
I mean, what if she divorces herself? She got to pay, say, alimony or something like that? Or
I don't even
child
want to
support?
Know how.
How does that work? And you have an argument with yourself. I am sick of your behaviour. I am out of here. You're still here. I don't know. I think this, it's got to be just a publicity stunt,
it's
surely.
It's a bit strange, isn't it? But each to their own, but it's a bit weird.
But then here's, right. So if you go out on a date, are you cheating on yourself? Like, I've just,
I've
got so many questions that this woman clearly hasn't considered. And they say that half, then can you divorce yourself?
Does she wear two wedding rings?
That's a good point.
Did she maybe like, I don't know, wear a kill under her dress?
Is it dead dramatic? It's like, do you take this person? Yes, I do. Do you? No, don't. Does she interrupt her own wedding?
You never know.
If anyone has any reason why these two should not be married together, speak now or forever hold the peace. Me! I don't think I should
do
this.
Like a one-woman show.
You promised me. Imagine you just sitting in the crowd going, oh, Sandra's having a hard time. What are we doing here? So there you go. If you've got a spare £21,000, you can always go and marry yourself on a fancy island in Greece. I don't think it's the best idea.
Don't think so.
That wedding invite comes in, you either think it's a typo or you think it's a creep.
Yeah.
So are we going to your Auntie Sandra's wedding? No, we are not.
No, we're not.
Sandra's not all right just now.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast.
West FM.
What we are doing right here on Billy Kirkwood at breakfast, just for about fun at the start of the week, is we're inviting you to make your own rap name. Here's how it works. You take the word MC and the last thing you bought and you put it together. Mine's is MC Nappy Bags with a Z.
Very cool.
I think it's very cool. We've had a whole bunch sent in already. Some of these are amazing. Angela Logan, MC Lecky Bill.
Oh.
I quite like that one. Rona McCallum, MC Monster Munch, which I think legit should be a rap name.
I could go some Monster Munch right now.
No, but that's no trying to make you hungry.
But it just is. It's the same as Jade's one, MC Nando's McNando's. That's making me want one.
That sounds like that's a real hipster rapper and stuff
does.
Like that. MC Nando's. We've also got my pal Leah McRae. She's MC Beef Hula Hoops.
See, mine is not as cool. I've got a bit of a cold, so mine is MC Echinacea.
Echinacea?
Yes.
MC Echinacea?
Yeah.
Is it not Echinacea?
Is that he's always said Echinacea?
Echinacea. I like Echinacea. That does sound pretty cool, actually. That sounds like someone you'd see in Ibiza. Echinacea sounds like, you know, your anti-echinacea.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, that's your anti-echinacea. It's in a hard time. Oh, here she comes now. All right, girls. It's anti-echinacea.
Hard life.
She's in a hard life. Just don't look in her eyes. Especially with that one. Right, we've watched Lee Young. He said an MC Apple Lucozade. Two things about that. First of all, I really like it. Second of all, what's Apple Lucozade?
Yeah, and where do you get it?
I didn't know Apple Lucozade was a thing. So many other ones as well. Although you can tell when they start getting a bit male-oriented. Well, Connor Keyes has said an MC two-way HDMI splitter.
That's complicated.
Way bit too long, yeah. I think, for that one. You're going to struggle to get that in the back of a rap album. MC Peanuts by Mike Jones.
Chase's MC Bubble Bath. I like that a lot.
MC Bubble Bath.
It's really cool, isn't it? You can imagine that, like at the start of a Lady Gaga song, MC Bubble Bath.
Sounds like you should be putting out a kids album.
Yeah.
Although it's kind of wasted because I've also got Stuart Murphy saying MC Your Mama. Fair enough. We've got a whole bunch that we've been sent in. Some of these are absolutely amazing. Right, let's go over a couple of new ones. Marco Piva, I don't know where Marco lives in Ayrshire, he hasn't said. Actually said MC Tracky Bottoms.
Oh, that's a good investment on a Monday.
I think it's a good one.
That is.
On a Monday, what? I assume it's the last thing. You might have bought them last night.
Yeah.
Either way, if you were up that late trying to buy them, then just go for it.
Yep.
Lots more. Gavin has sent in MC Watsits. Quite like that one as well. That's quite good. God, we've had so many. MC Bisto. I like MC Bisto.
That is good. I also like MC Diesel from Gilly or Jelly.
MC Diesel.
This morning, filling up your car, MC
that
Diesel.
That kind of sounds like, you see, when we say it in a Scottish accent, Diesel.
Yeah. Diesel.
Doesn't sound that good. But if we were getting screamed out in front of by Drake or something, yeah, you would get away with it.
It would sound cool.
MC Diesel, but and of course George Quinn, MC Bogrel, which I think is probably my absolute favourite. MC Bogrel, that is the most Scottish one.
See,
I think I've heard.
I like MC Tatty Scones from Ian. That's very Scottish too.
MC Tatty Scones.
Yep, MC Tatty Scones.
Definitely. All right, well, the album's on its way. We've got more of your rap names that we're going to have to read out. Some of these are amazing. A particular one we've just had coming from Greg Watt is MC Lactose Free Soft Cheese.
Mate, oh, wow. That's crazy.
That is not a rap name. There is no way. Although you do get cheeseburger.
Yeah,
MC Cheeseburger. So, you know, I'm just saying it might be there. Maybe we can make it very extra-centric. I'm stunned we've not had MC Stovies yet.
MC Stovies?
MC Stovies, mate. Just imagine
that's
the songs.
Funny.
Just the songs. What would it be? Gangster Oatcake. That would be the. That would be his album name.
That's a good one.
Gangster Oatcake.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
Amber, there's so much reality TV stuff going on
just now.
So much, right?
Yeah.
Because our boy Ryan from Big Brother won last night.
Yes, from Coronation Street.
From Coronation Street. He's not in Curry now, though, is he? He's left.
Well, his character hasn't been killed off, so he may come back.
He's going to be back then.
Well, that's
who
what I'm thinking. Jason Grimshaw making a dramatic return.
They always go on like, oh, it's the way to a holiday. Yeah, I'm moving away. You'll be back
and
in 3 years.
They always move to Scotland.
Do they?
I always noticed that. In Coronation Street, Annie Stender says, oh, they're moving to Scotland. And you know, there's more than one place in Scotland.
You can tell the writers are English.
Yeah.
Where he is moving in Scotland? Edinburgh.
Just Scotland, yeah.
Edinburgh, down by the sea. Edinburgh's no down by the sea, mate. And of course, is that as well as that, this is funny, right? Strictly, I always get this confused.
Dancing on Ice.
Dancing on Ice,
yeah.
I always call it Strictly Come Dancing on Ice and stuff like that. Dancing on Ice, right? I saw one of the names they were trying to get this morning. It said Danny Dyer.
Right.
And I went, what, from EastEnders?
Oh, man.
That'd be an absolute nightmare.
You need to catch up.
Just him slipping about and stuff like that. Just like trying to use rhyme and slang for describing
him. I really don't think that's his thing.
Oh, I've hit my coke and rum. You mean your bum? Aye, mate. He doesn't talk like that, but you know. But you meant it's his daughter.
Yeah, of course.
Who's called the same name.
Danny Dyer, yes.
I think that's the single worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Would you not have another Billy Kirkwood? Maybe if you had a daughter, Billy Kirkwood.
I know I could.
You could do what Danny did because he's Danny Dyer with a Y and she's Danny with an I, so you could have a Billy with an I.
I just think it's odd. Billy, what? Never mind. Billy, you've left this pair of knickers sitting here. It's like my daughter comes scrambling down. Those aren't mine. Sorry, sweetheart, I'll just take this. Dad's been caught in the hurry a couple of times. That's a terrible idea. And also, when you call it, I could call them Billy.
Yeah.
Because Billy's not my real name.
I bet that's what you're known as, isn't it?
That's what I'm known as, though.
It's not your Sunday name.
My real name is Amber. No, it's... just imagine that.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. The best bits.
Right now it's time to play the Power Polis. What happens is one of us grills the other one for 60 seconds to find out if they're telling the truth after they make a statement. Right, we're ready to see who it is today. You ready?
Okay, yes.
All right, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Double scissors, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Paper, wraps, rock. Right, so I'm going to be the crumb today.
Okay.
You got 60 seconds. I've got two envelopes. Yes. And one I've written truth, one I've written a lie, so you've got a 50-50 chance. You
right, ready? Okay, yes, I'm ready.
All right, pick an envelope, A or B?
I'm going to go B for Barbara. Confirming my choice.
As in Hurricane Barbara?
As in Hurricane Barbara.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know, but I hope there is.
If you can't shout it in the back, if you can't shout it at a back window for someone in to get their teeth, then it's named Barbara.
Barbara.
All right, your tea's ready. Beyonce, Ariana Grande, McGregor, you get in here right now. That's how it works.
Let's go for B then.
I've got my statement. Here we go.
Okay.
I once had to shave a horse. All right, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Okay, you need to tell me how did this come about?
I was helping a friend of mine who was a vet. He was on another friend's farm. He was meant to have his assistant. He was not there. He knew I lived by and he went, is there any chance you could come and help me shave a horse?
Tell me, which part of the horse did you shave?
Oh, it was like, steady now. Steady now.
The body, just the mane. Is that a wee eyebrow?
I didn't get a whole baldy to a horse. I didn't do that. That would have been, although in all fairness to me, if honey told me to stop, I'd have at least tried to shave my name on it. No, it was like a square on its like back end.
Right, okay.
On the rump.
So no fancy like hairdo.
No tram lines or anything like that.
That's what I was looking for. And was the horse all right? It didn't hurt the horse?
No, it did not hurt the horse.
What was wrong with the horse?
The horse had a cold and it needed to be given an injection of steroids and some vitamin they give them.
Where was the farm?
Oh, the farm was in Stirton, just outside Stirton.
Right, okay.
Didn't he ask me technique? Didn't he ask me if I used hot towels?
I've never had a shave. That's why I don't know if you would use hot towels.
I'm going to get you a hot towel shave.
I have no beard.
But that doesn't mean you should miss out.
Do you know, I think that your life is so random. I'm just going to say that one's true.
Oh, Amber, for goodness sake. It's totally true. Totally true. Got to shave a horse.
I can't believe you.
Got to shave a horse.
Where's the book coming out?
Why did it keep going? To be honest, it's like I could totally hairstyle a horse.
I'd be terrified to shave a horse in case it kicked me.
Well, I won't lie. I was pretty scared.
Yeah.
In all fairness,
I'm sorry, but I mean, no offense to you, but why did your pal trust you to do it?
How dare you? How very
dare
you?
Your pal's the vet.
I am an upstanding member of the community. And in all fairness, he was very busy with the horse. The horse, this is what I need to tell you, was lying down.
Okay.
That's the one thing I did not give you. So you've got an image of this horse turning up.
I do.
And me coming up with a pair of scissors. All right, mate. No, it was not like that. It was like a wee... But I did do that thing. It was like he took his eye off me for 2 seconds. It's like, all right, just shave this bit here. All right. All right, stop.
And did you use hot towels?
I did not use hot towels.
Shaving foam?
Just a wee razor.
Just a wee razor.
Horse in your mind. For all I know, that horse has a baldy patch for that day.
I wish I'd
drawn a shape in it, like a Pokemon or something.
So that you could identify the horse that is yours.
Mate, do you want another haircut? Anytime I see that horse running, I'd pure shave that horse. It's not something you tell from day to day.
I can't imagine it would come up in everyday conversation.
Although I have put it on my CV.
Of course you have.
You never know.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
Lots of folk are restarting at university and college. Lots of folk are going for the very first time, what am I saying?
It's a lot of first days today.
It is, actually. And I think a lot of people have forgotten about that. I think, you know,
everyone's thinking about the school kids.
Yeah, everyone's thinking about the school kids going back. But we were talking about what you need is when you go by, you get the essentials.
Yeah.
You get the essentials. You know, you get the notepads, pens,
stationery and
stuff like that for going to uni, right? But there is one student that has signed up to go to university and is perhaps the poshest list. She has actually taken, get this, 12 members of staff to help her through university. 12 members of staff.
Do you mean that she's got her own staff?
Oh yeah, she's the daughter of an Indian billionaire.
Oh
man.
Who has
even bought a mansion to live in instead of braving the halls of residence.
I'd like to know what the staff roles are. So I assume she's probably in there, got a makeup and hair artist and a stylist.
These are some of them, right?
A cook.
Ladies maid. Oh. Private chef. Butler.
Oh, man.
Three footmen. I don't even know what a footman does.
Yeah, why do you need three of them?
What is a foot? Do you even know what a footman does?
No, I don't have a clue. Maybe.
I know it's
helps kind of, you.
But don't want to sound weird. It's not like just looking after your feet, is it?
Oh, I hope not. If she needs three, I don't want to see her toes.
Exactly. Just imagine them manky. I'd be like pigeon's feet. It's like, put your shoes on in.
No.
I'm going to hire you as a fourth footman. House manager, whatever that means.
Right. So to manage our mansion then.
I guess so. Chauffeur. Uh-huh. Three housekeepers. And a gardener. Because you know nothing drives students more wild than a well-kept garden. That's what I find. Absolutely well-kept, right? But this is it. What university? Name the university. Give the entire world. Where is the university?
It has to be St. Andrews.
It's St. Andrews.
Is it? Yes.
Perhaps the poshest in the world. And the ad asks for a maid, outgoing, cheerful and energetic personality.
Do you know, I've googled a footman.
What do they do?
And it's a servant who lives with you whose duties include admitting visitors and waiting the table. So there's basically three servants doing everything for her.
But what does the butler do?
Oh, he does everything else that they can't do because the mansion's clearly so big.
Listen, again, do you know what I got off my dad when I left the house? I think I got like 10 quid and goes, you're going to be buying a lot of pot noodles, son, and that was it. That's all I got. Imagine that, Dad. Can I have a butler? You'll get a smack in the head if you get any more of that nonsense.
That's crazy.
Well, there you go. So we're all missing out. So when you're applying for your student loan or your emergency student loan, make sure to put the emergency fund loan. Don't have a footman or butler. Help.
Yes.
I'm sure they're going to sort you out.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
All right, it's time for the game of Fake Out, Take Out. We play this every Wednesday. What we do is we take takeaways or, you know, places where you can remove food from.
Yes.
I don't know if we want to put
lots
it that way.
Places.
Yeah, and this week it's bakeries, right? We're specialising on bakeries, so you need to know whether it's a fake out, is it fake, is it a fake name, or a real name. That's that simple, right? That's simple. So if you think it's a real name, you say take out. If you don't think it's a real name, you say fake out, right?
Okay.
Some of these will. I'll go first.
You go first.
Earthcakes. Earthquakes.
Earthcakes. Oh. Nah, that's a fake out.
It is a fake out. Well done. Point Amber. There we go.
Yes.
Right, okay. Have you got one for me?
Yes, the Great British Cake Off.
I'd say that's take out. Take out. I think that's real.
That's a fake out.
All right, okay. Let's see. Muffin your face.
I want to say that that's a take out, please, because I want to go.
It's a fake out. It's a fake out. Sorry, Ed. Sorry.
Japa cakes.
Right, okay. I'm going to say take out.
It is take out.
Get in,
yes.
Right. Okay, cake me up before you go-go.
Fake out.
It's a take out.
Oh, man.
It's a real one.
Soggy bottom.
Oh, that's a fake out.
That is a fake out.
Oh, there we go.
You're
right.
Good
okay.
at this.
Okay, little cake mix.
Oh, no, that's fake.
That is a fake one. That's a fake one. All right, last couple.
Sprinkles on top.
I'd say that's a take out.
Yeah, it is.
All right, brave tarts.
Oh, take out.
It's a fake out. It's a fake out.
Oh, man. Truly scrumptious.
Truly scrumptious. That's a take out, definitely.
You're too good at this. I'm giving up.
All right. Last one. Muriel's wedding cakes.
That's a take out.
It's a fake out, but it should be a real one. It should be a real one. I have no idea why they don't have that one. Because I literally would go to Muriel's wedding cakes.
Muriel.
You've got a license to print money. There's a baker out there called Muriel.
I feel like she would make a good scone.
She probably would.
She would make a good scone.
Oh, this was one I never got to. The Rolling Scones.
Oh, that's a good one.
And just right. Okay, there'll be more fake out take out next time. Listen, Muriel, if you're thinking about baking, I've just given you the best business idea.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. On West FM, the best bits.
Right, Amber, you've got all the skinny. They released the new iPhones and new smartwatches yesterday.
Yes.
Right, now, tell us a little bit, if you can, just an overview. What are we looking at with these new phones? First of all, they're expensive, aren't they?
They are ridiculously expensive.
Right.
Literally, we're talking over a grand here.
Come on, that's for just too much for a phone.
It's shocking. How can they expect? Because the thing is, like, so many people are going to want them and you just can't afford them.
I know people, like, I use my phone for work, right? Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you now, I'm on an iPhone 7 SE, whatever it is. Yeah. Like, I got it for like loads of storage. And my phone's considered to be ancient in comparison. Yeah. And that's the thing, it's maybe a year old, maybe a year and a half old.
It's scary, isn't it?
I got it to the end. So they've got this new phone. What's some of the features? Any good features?
Well, it's the iPhone XS and the XS Max. And then in October, the XR comes out.
And then the XS Diet comes out. And then the XS Cherry comes out.
And then the XS Zero. If that's not confusing enough, yeah, some of the phones that they've made now don't have a headphone jack, so you actually have to buy it separately from Apple to connect your headphones, and it's all very confusing.
This is the thing, right? I know we live in like a Bluetooth generation, but what really is wrong with just being able to plug in
any set of headphones
into this? Do you know, one point I remember, one of the features that they were looking at, or they didn't add it, was in that your headphones detected when you put them in your ear, when you put your earbuds in your ear.
Cool.
But I was always like, well, hang on, how do you know it's your ear? What if you're putting them in your mouth or up your nose? I'll be bummed using yourself as a speaker. These are just like, and clearly somebody went, we need to stop this right now.
Yeah.
We've just heard Billy Cartwright talking about this, and this is a terrible idea.
Definitely.
But the thing is, they're huge as well.
I know.
They're about the size of an iPad.
Well, this was more like a telly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely massive. I think it's like you would need two hands to hold it.
There's going
to
be folk going around going, it's a cheaper option. It's like, do you like my new iPhone XS? It's like, mate, that's a plasma telly you got for Tesco.
Aye, exactly.
But it'll be cheaper.
Well, apparently it's got a better camera and a bigger screen and better megapixels and stuff. So I don't actually know all of the features it's going to have, but they've also released a new health conscious watch. What? Goodness knows what that means.
What is that? It's whenever you go to pick up something, does Siri go, you sure you want to eat that? Put it down.
One good thing about it is it's got a fall detector, so it knows if you've fallen, but apart from that...
If you've fallen over with your chips or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Told you not to eat that, you fat mess. Shut up, Siri! Who asked you anyway? Maybe it's banter or maybe it's selfie. What is the word that you wish would just get to? We'll rip it out your dad's dictionary. Only thing that rhymes with that is pure pictionary. Maybe it's scran or maybe it's bam. What is the word that you would pure ban? Right, that's it. We're taking words out of the dictionary. That's the worst thing that's ever happened on the radio. What we're doing is we're taking words out of the dictionary, and ones that just annoy you. Everyday words, it could be anything. Like, interestingly enough, one of the words I'm not a fan of, and this is weird, is actually the word banter.
Really?
I'm not a fan of banter.
So you've got, all right, banter, I'm not going to compliment you that much.
But lots of different, exactly. Do you know what I don't like? It's got used in a very weird way, like, oh, the banter. I don't like that.
Do you know what I
don't
what
like
mean?
That. Yeah. Somebody is like, it's good conversational, it's good chat, that type of thing. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, oh, do you know what it's like, the banter? Or people will go, I give him a hard time, told him where he gets, he'd shave the Nicky him. I mean, it's just banter. No, I don't like that. See, if you're giving somebody a hard time, and you go, it's just pure banter.
You're very serious about this banter.
Very serious about it. Although we used to also do a thing called Billy's Banter on the show, which I pure hated. But that's, I can say that now. I was not a fan.
So you won't be bringing that back anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. I think it's been gone about a year and a half. And congratulations, everyone. But what are some of the ones? What any words do you think that you just go, they make you cringe?
It's not so much cringe, but I tell you, it makes me hurt all over is the word bruise.
Ooh,
like,
bruise.
I hate that word. I honestly hate it. And I'm not being dramatic, but I've got a sore leg now just saying the word.
All right, so if somebody comes out going, Amber, do you want to pure see my bruise? You're like, nobody
tends to ask me, but even if it's just like a bruised apple, see, just that word bruise. Oh, it's disgusting.
Really?
I don't like the word veins.
Whoa.
I just don't really like any kind of human body words.
We'll try and steer it away from this, because there's some people going, I'm trying to eat, guys, first thing in the morning, right? You're in charge of rewriting the dictionary. We're going to ban some words. Could be everyday words that you maybe just don't like at all. Amber made very clear she's not a fan of bruise.
Oh,
what was the other one you said?
Veins.
Let's move along. What are some of the words you certainly don't like? So many of you have got in touch already. A lot of people said amazing and fantastic, because apparently I use them a lot. Didn't notice. But you know, you've sent us
quite prone to a wee amazing. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Listen, you've sent us in some amazing answers. Let's go over them just quickly.
Fantastic.
Stephen Miller sent in, I love this. He said some of the new youth words.
Right.
So youth, YOOF.
Oh, the youth of today.
Bay. Fleek, which is a non-fleek, and then he turns around and goes, yeah, you kiddlywinks should be getting that right. I'm not a fan of kiddlywinks, to be honest.
Nah, don't like
not
that.
Not a fan of that at all. Toby Michaels also said literally, because no one knows how to use it right.
I say that all the time. I literally can't stand that. I don't know what to do. I'll just fling the word literally into everything.
You've absolutely no idea what to do. No, I'm just saying. It's just a ton of phrase.
Yeah.
I do know. I can figure it out. We've also got one here from Aaron Mitchell. I can't even read that now I've actually read it. I'll move along. It was the word the. That's what
do you know what? Can I just say there are quite a lot of unbroadcastable ones, but you're keeping us amused.
Yes, there's a lot. Aaron Mitchell said the word the because imagine the chaos it would cause. I mean, that would be an absolute nightmare. Yeah, that would be good. And Ian Willoughby said chillax.
Oh, no, C-words like chillax, and when you've just said kiddywinkles, it reminds me, I've got a friend who always says she's going on her holly bobs or she's going out for a wee drinky poo. I hate words like that. It's just...
Anything that adds the words like a poo on the end of it, it's like that.
Holly bobs. No, you're going on your holidays.
Going on holly bobs.
And off you go. Get out.
It's right up there with morning, ladies and germs. Get in the sea, mate. Get in the sea. Here's a map. Sea, right now.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
All right, now it's time to see who's going to be facing the power polls today. What happens is one of us makes a statement, but 60 seconds, the other one gets to grill them. Jessica Fletcher from Murder, She Wrote style to find out if she's telling the truth or not. I don't think Jessica ever did the interrogating, but never mind. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, who's it going to be, me or you? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. So my scissors cut your rock, is that how? No.
I thought my rock sharpened the scissors, which makes me the more powerful force.
I'd agree with that. Right, okay, so how do you want to do it today? Are you going to be the criminal? You're the one who's making the statement?
Okay.
All right, okay. Right, so we've got two envelopes. You've got an A and a B in front of you. I am going to go, so I've got a 50-50 chance. I'm going to go with envelope B today, please.
Okay, B. All right. I once got charged at by an elephant and her babies because she didn't like her bath.
Okay. 6 seconds. I had to just process that for a second. All right. 6 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Right. What has you got to do with her not liking her bath?
Because I bathed her.
Right, okay. So, what did you do wrong?
Well, I was bathing her.
Did you use
her
the wrong soap or something?
I was bathing her with buckets and it was muddy water. So, it was a muddy, muddy river. And I was just like flinging the buckets over her. And sometimes the bucket would kind of catch like the back of her legs or her back. But seemed to be enjoying it all right.
That would annoy me if someone was flinging buckets of muddy water at me.
It probably didn't help that I was trying to take selfies at the same time.
Right, okay, so she's like, no photos. Yeah. I almost let me. Right, okay.
So I got out of the bath or the river and started walking away, and she just like came towards me, like, no, you're not finishing.
Oh, right, that's what it was. She wasn't so angry, it was more the fact that you were just.
It must have been that I hadn't finished bathing her.
And the Wains shows out as well.
The Wains came as well, they were very cute. But
this is like the wildlife version of Jeremy Kyle, what's going on?
I know, I need David Attenborough to narrate my life, I really do.
Nice, welcome to the stage, Nelly the Elephant. She comes on, hi, you, where's my bath?
Do you know the interesting thing is, right, you actually can't hear an elephant charging at you.
The size of them?
The size of them. So it was somebody that was with me that was like, whoa, look behind you. And I turned around, she's coming at me with her kids.
Would she have Crocs on or something?
No, I had to just like run the other way. And they're just actually really light footed.
So elephants are dead quiet. What you don't know
they
is this room, this studio is full of elephants. Absolutely full of elephants.
You just can't hear them.
If you can't hear them, it means they're already there. Right. This has got to be true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, I knew it! Right. How did you go about bathing an elephant?
I was in Thailand. So I was in Thailand on a teaching exchange. I was teaching English to Thai children. And we got a few free days. And in the free days, we went to an elephant sanctuary. I actually adopted the elephant that charged after me because I liked her so much. She's 67.
What?
Yeah. Very, very sweet animals. They were formerly abused and it was so sad. So we gave them baths and fed them. And do you know what? I think she was just charging towards the river behind me and it just looked like she was coming to me because she ended up jumping in there with her kids. But
no, mate.
It was me, wasn't it?
Nelly the elephant was offering you a square goal.
She was like, I want her to be my adoptive mum.
Oh, right, okay.
Adopted her.
I thought it was more a square goal. Here, get the imperial leather out and get this bath finished.
Probably
get a,
was.
Get a squeegee in there.
A squeegee.
Is that what they call it? You know, the scrunchie. Scrunchie, that's what I meant.
As opposed a back scratcher or something.
As opposed to a squeegee. Let's go! West FM. You tell me about this this new meal that has become a sensation in Ayrshire.
It's become a sensation overnight in Ayrshire, and my mouth is actually watering.
All right. First of all, tell us what it is.
Right, so it is a naan bread, so just a big naan bread, but it's not just a naan bread, it's a garlic naan bread.
Nice.
It is then topped with spicy chicken and smothered with mozzarella cheese.
Oh. Right, so it's kind of like... It
kind of looks...
Kind of like a pizza.
Yeah, it looks like a pizza, but it's obviously a naan and it's like a garlic naan base.
Right, okay.
I want this for my breakfast.
You can't have it for your breakfast.
So I clicked on this thinking, oh, this looks amazing, but you know, it's going to be somewhere down in England or something.
Right.
Well, it's in Dalry.
Right.
So
what's in it? First
it's
of all,
Zane's Curry House.
Zane's Curry House.
In Dalry. And Zane. They've got this amazing garlic naan with a spicy chicken and mozzarella. I'm going to get one at the weekend.
Right, so they kicked this thing off right a couple of days ago, and apparently this has gone wild. They had to get extra drivers in.
Yeah, and they said
demand.
The drivers didn't stop all night with deliveries, and it was all deliveries of the garlic spicy chicken naan.
So all I've got to say is, Zane's, hook us up.
Yes.
Hook us up. That sounds amazing.
No, come at the weekend.
Spicy chicken. No, we want it. You want it for your breakfast. Listen, make sure, as long as we can have it here for Amber's breakfast in the morning, that's all she needs to get. Is that our Pop-Tarts? Or sherry, and
Pop
then she's
tarts,
good to
go. Wow, I've not had one of them for years.
Yeah, do you know something? I always see them when I go into B&M stores, and I always go, look at that, there's a wall
I
of Pop-Tarts.
I might go and get some, actually.
There's a wall of Pop-Tarts. Mm-hmm. And then I think my stomach goes, don't buy them. Don't buy them,
the toaster.
Mate. Don't buy them, mate. You can't afford to buy bigger jeans. Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM. For a bit of fun, what do you think is the TV show theme tune that is the soundtrack of your life? What's one that you just think, that's it, that comes out? Lots of people that I asked said Friends. Lots of people say Friends, and it's like, right.
If I'm being honest, the first one that comes to mind right now is... EastEnders.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
I just love that wee tune. And you know why?
Why is that?
It's because I'm completely obsessed with Leopard Print, a bit like Cat Slater. I mean, I'm nothing like it in mannerisms, but Leopard Print, I've got that Cat Slater look.
I don't want to say anything. Although I remember this, very rarely will I drop a name, but I worked with Shane Ritchie once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. There was a TV show called Win Your Wish List on the BBC, and I did the warm up for it. I think it's like Gino DiCampo now at like Channel 5 or something.
Right.
Shows you how well that went. That was the warm up, and he was the nicest guy. But he did this like Q&A with the audience, right? And I think he thought people were going to like ask him about like I don't know his singing career or stuff like that. All anyone asked about was Alfie Moon and Cat Slater. That's all anyone asked about. Have you ever done the EastEnders dramatic dun dun dun?
Yeah, all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you?
I actually had the dream recently that when you went to play the travel music,
right,
it was the EastEnders.
Oh wow!
Theme tune. I had to speak over it.
And you had no travel or something?
No, I just spoke over that. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to spazzing the A77.
All right.
Dun,
what would be the most dramatic thing that you could say that you think would have a dun, 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 dun. What do you think it would be?
Oh, I don't know.
Hit me out with your EastEnders line. Go for it.
It was me. I ate everything in the fridge.
It's not the best episode, you know, fellas, right? I want to know what is the theme tune of your life. What do you think? TV shows is what we're looking for. Amber's is already EastEnders. She's a flair for the dramatic. I think, if I'm honest, mine's is probably... Probably the Addams Family, to be honest, because we're all kind of gothy and hairy and stuff like that. I think it's pretty accurate and a bit wild.
That's a good one.
To be honest, some of my wains do resemble wee wolves, so never mind. That would be certainly mine, but a whole bunch of people have sent theirs in. Let's see. Some of these, I don't know if you'll know, Amber, because some of these are a bit old school.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one has been sent in by Matty Fisher. Steptoe and Son.
Oh, I was going to say Bagpuss.
Oh, right. Yeah, I can see why you see Bagpuss. No, Steptoe and Son is basically about a guy that lived with his dad. So that's like half of Scotland, really, after the divorce.
Yeah.
So, we've got a couple more as well. Let's see. Louise Wilson sent this one in. It's Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Only Fools and Horses.
I've heard that one, yeah.
Right, but this one was sent in by Fiona Welsh. I absolutely love this one. All right. Benny Hill theme. You have no idea what
that
is.
Song.
You know the song?
Yeah.
But you don't know what it
is.
It's probably in this day and age. Another one that's in is a favourite of mine is... is the Bottom theme tune.
Oh, what's that?
I love Bottom. It was like Rick Mayall and Adrian Edmondson, and basically they would just smash each other with pans for the best part of half an hour.
Sounds a bit random.
Well, it's
something you'd like.
Good stuff, but I've got one that's been sent in, right? This has been sent in by Alison Lindsay, right? I could not stand this when I was wee. It's the theme tune to Allo Allo, which was a sitcom set in France during the Second World War.
Heard of it.
My mum loved this, and this was constantly on and loop in the house.
And you hated it.
Couldn't stand it. Although, it's weird that you get older, there were certain elements of it that kind of made me laugh now.
Right. Oh, because you obviously, when you're younger, you're not going to get the jokes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But
it was probably back then, it was really, really, really basic. Not saying it was that long
but
ago.
But this was on all the time. Like, all the time.
Basic humour, that's
couldn't
funny.
Even stand. I remember, like, they started bringing out VHSs. It's like, oh, life's over. Life's
on
over.
On repeat.
We're never going to get to watch anything else again. Let's go! West FM. Fingers crossed. Is it happening?
Hello.
Hi there. My name's Billy. I'm calling from West FM. Can I ask your name, sir?
It's Kevin McNeil.
Kevin, it's lovely to talk to you this morning, right? Especially because, Kevin, a couple of days ago, you might have got in touch with us about entering our September to Remember.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to tell you, Kevin. Kevin, what does he do for a living?
I'm a primary school teacher.
Primary school teacher, right. Yeah. So in these times, what have you got planned for the weekend?
I have no plans this weekend.
Well, I'd imagine that's about to change because, Kevin, you are £5,000 better off.
Yes!
You have just won £5,000 on September to Remember, a primary school teacher. I could not be more delighted with that news.
I'm going to get my class to scream congratulations to me and to all our listeners.
That would be brilliant. That would be brilliant.
It was happy at West FM on the phone. I just won £5,000.
Yes! Well, I imagine the sweeties on Monday are going to be on the teacher.
Absolutely.
Listen, Kevin, what are you going to do with the cash?
I'm getting married next year, so some of it will go to that.
Well, I couldn't think of a better cause. Kevin, that is absolutely brilliant. And again, massive congratulations.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast on West FM. The best bits.
And we are out of here. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. It's been a lot of fun doing this with Amber next week. Bex is actually back next week, halfway through the beat. Half time, at least she is. And of course, we'll have a lot more fun. And we're doing another September to Remember, right? I've managed to talk to bosses into giving me £7,000 to give away. £7,000 we're going to be giving away. So if you listen to the show every morning, make sure to tune in. We'll give you all the info about how you can do that. And if you like the podcast, make sure to tell your pals, share it on social media, tweet us, let us know you like the podcast. And if you're on iTunes, if you're on SoundCloud, leave us a review. Just a wee review, a couple of stars. It helps the podcast get out there. Because the more we get out there, listen, they might say we're just an Ayrshire show, but no, we're going international. We've got folk listening in Benidorm, we've got folk listening in Saudi Arabia, we've got folk listening in Trin, all the high spots. So make sure to share the podcast, and I'm going to see you on Monday, 6 till 10, every weekday. Let's do this. Have a great weekend. Or if you're not listening to the weekend, you're listening to it in the middle of the night, have a great night. If you're listening to it in the afternoon, have you picked up the wings from school? No, you haven't. Get moving right now. And if you're listening to it first thing in the morning, we're on air. Go and listen to us on air. What are you doing listening to last week's? They're listening to it. Now, this, like, it's Inception. It's my nose bleeding again. All right, have a great one, everyone.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at westfm.co.uk.